All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Three Man Weave, and today will be the first installment of the week, as Dot has scheduled us for two pods.
Two podcasts, not one, but two.
Back, you guys are lucky. And we're actually having President Paul Agrippo, so that'll be a nice touch. He was on time. a couple months ago.
Definitely.
And also special guest, mystery guest, worked at PFF, so that's something to look out for. That should be out Saturday, Sunday, around that time. So.
Yeah, no, we're first podcast where the Three Man Weave podcast is finally about basketball. It took us about 20 weeks, but we finally got there.
Yeah.
Finally a basketball-centered podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, this week we got March Madness in the background. You know, new location in Faber 201. You know, no studio for today, but, you know, we're starting this off with Enzo, what is your favorite upset of the weekend? Round of 64. Well, who do you got? You know, we just watched Duquesne knock off BYU. I know you loved them.
Well, that was actually my upset, and I know it's a little weird, you know what I'm saying, because they already won, and we're recording at 5:20 right now, and Duquesne's won final at, what, like 3 o'clock today?
Yeah.
So, look, I still like Duquesne's, and, you know, Max, I mean, you don't have to believe me, I don't really care, but Max knows when we were at the levee the other day, I was like, what do you think about Duquesne's? And he was like, I love Duquesne's.
Good team.
And I was like, you know what?
Solid
I'm
squad.
Riding Duquesne's. And then come to find out that I rode Duquesne's today. Very happy about it. Apparently only 26.2% of brackets picked Duquesne's. And
I switched last minute.
Yeah.
So last night I was having some second thoughts about my upset there. And is that it? And,
But yeah, no, yeah, Duquesne, definitely a wagon. I personally had BYU to the Sweet 16. And that did not go well for me. My bracket is not exactly in a great spot. You know, would hate to, you know, lose our bracket off BYU. But, you know, Duquesne, great upset. But, yeah.
Did you have them going further than?
I had them beating Illinois in the next round.
So did I.
Oh, wow.
I had them going to the Sweet 16.
Really?
Pretty tough.
But our friend TJ, he had them going to the Elite Eight. Shout out
to
TJ.
Serious?
Shout out TJ Hanlon.
That's for him.
Oh, that's bad. Well, yeah, Duquesne. Going back to Duquesne's here, I think they played a really good game on defense. Me and Max were talking about this earlier. The offense looked – I mean, they did score 71 points, but granted, like, I think, like, 8 or 10 of those points were free throws at the end of the game. But mm-hmm. something I did want to say about that was those free throws were really clutch. And I think Day-Day – his first name is Day-Day. Now I forget his
– Grant?
Day-Day Grant, yeah. Day-Day Grant, he had, like, a 93.7% free throw percentage. And like, I'm watching this game, right? And I'm watching them inbound the ball and they're running like inbound plays, screening for Day-Day. And I'm just like, you got to do a better job. Like, I mean, college basketball too, like something, because I don't really watch a ton of it until March Madness, but something I always forget about is like, free throws are not automatic in this league. Like, there's, and even the guards and like the guys that you look at and be like, oh, they should be able to hit a couple free throws here and they'll be fine. Like, it kind of looks like Jaylen Brown. It reminds me of that. Like, you just get that feeling in your stomach where, like, God damn it. Like, I don't know if, like, Jaylen Brown's going to walk away with two here and close the game out. But, yeah, that is something. Like, the offense was not – they scored 71 points. They did it. They were 11 seed. So, congrats to them. It's amazing. But I think if they want to go any further, I honestly have them losing the next round to UNC. Illinois. I have them losing to Illinois, but still, great first-round matchup, and it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, and it was a really nice start, our March Madness session off with a nice little upset there, so that was really cool.
Definitely. And, you know, upset that I'm picking for this weekend, my favorite upset, I've got Grand Canyon over St. Mary's, +190 on the money line. I know this one's been a bit trendy on TikTok and other social media. People love Grand Canyon. I'm all over them as well. They're averaging like 80 points a game, and they can bang down low with St. Mary's. St. Mary's wants to slow the game down. I think GCU will be able to, you know, fight that and be able to speed the game right back up. Best player, Tyon Grant Foster. He's a dog. 19 points a game, 6 assists. I think he'll be the best player on the court. He's dropped 28 points in 2 of his last 4 games. He's an absolute animal on the court, and their coach is an absolute winning machine. At GCU, he's won 76% of his games. I think the winning culture shines through, and I think Grand Canyon on +190 gets the win over St. Mary's.
Yeah. All right,
I want you to talk about
some
notable teams that Grand Canyon's beat, guys, just so you know. Abilene Christian University, everybody knows they're a powerhouse there. And then you got Tarleton State. They're all Tarleton State's really good. Utah Valley.
Wait, what's the one we were talking about earlier?
Oh, they beat a college that's New named York, after a yeah. women or something.
Which is
that
just
got
totally
integrated
cool.
by men.
But still, I think that's kind of Max's point. Like, there's been a lot of heat, and their stats do look really good.
They're padded, dude. They're playing Southern Utah. Utah Valley, Tarleton State. They actually beat LA Tech, which is not a terrible school. So I'll give you that.
Hey, listen. That's my upset.
Hey, it's an upset for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Your head. What do you guys have as your upset for the weekend?
Mine was Duquesne's.
Mine's JMU. The Dukes are always pretty good. They always roll out a good squad. And they're playing a pretty lackluster Wisconsin team. Wisconsin's not even the best team in their division, obviously. They're in the Big Ten, so that's a pretty hard division to be good in. But, I mean, with a record like 31-3, and JMU's not playing Utah Valley, they're playing actual teams. And they're coming off 5 wins. I think JMU pulls this one out.
What conference is JMU in?
They are in the – let me check. I think they're in the Sun Belt, yeah.
Sun Belt. Oh, okay, I thought that's a real conference. I wasn't too familiar with JMU's game.
They're pretty solid.
Definitely. But yeah, some big upsets we got this weekend. You know, for you know, what is some Enzo, what's your Cinderella run?
Right, yeah.
What's a team that you know not necessarily has to be a double digit seed or anything crazy, but who's making a run that nobody else is picking them to make? Who's making the Final Four? Who's making the Elite Eight?
All right. Well, here's my Cinderella run, and they're actually on right now. Oregon, I think they are up 40-34 at the time we're talking right now. And they're going to go on to beat South Carolina, so that's the first one. Hmm. And then they're going on to beat Creighton.
Ooh,
so I think they make it to the Sweet 16. Creighton looked really good. And the one thing I'll say about Oregon, though, is kind of like you're saying about Grand Canyon, except I think Oregon's players are just much better. Even though Grand Canyon's a 12 and Oregon's an 11, but we're talking about the conferences here, and Oregon plays in a better conference. But these two guys down low, they're huge, just monsters, grabbing boards, tipping the ball around, and I love to see that. I think every good Cinderella team either needs a bunch of white dudes that can just shoot the shit out of the ball, or they need some big bruisers down low, and I really like these big bruisers. So I think they're gonna go on to beat South Carolina, and I think they're gonna, because look, it's March, as once our pod affiliate would say, it's March, anything could happen. Kevin loves to say that.
Kevin Sweeney.
So it's March, anything can happen, and I'm picking Oregon.
I like that pick a lot. I disagree with it. I do think Creighton's going to dismantle Oregon next round, but as Oregon gets a free layup. And we're up 10. but I do think Creighton's going to get one over on Oregon there, but I do like your pick there a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate.
That's fair. So for my Cinderella run, I've got, you know, I talked about how it doesn't have to be a double-digit seed, but we're taking an 11 seed. The 11 seed, we're taking New Mexico. We're trusting in the Lobos. They just won the Mountain West coming out of a tough conference. Yeah, Max, I like that you actually like that.
I actually have them going to the Sweet 16.
That's amazing. I've got them going to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
So
in the first game,
they're coming in. You know, they might think 11 versus 16. They're actually favored against Clemson, -1.5.
Clemson is
and
awful.
And New Mexico is going to come in, take care of business, pretty easy. The next, you know, if it's chalk the rest of the way, or chalk for the next round, they play Baylor next. I don't think Baylor has that many, doesn't have the stars that New Mexico does. I trust in Celtics legend Eddie House's son, Jalen House, coming through. Also, NBA player Jamal Mashburn's son, Mashburn Jr. Those two have been fantastic guard duo. I think they play fast. They're top 10 in tempo, and they don't turn the ball over. They're top 20 in offensive turnover rate. I just think, you know, this is also when gaining steam. You know, maybe I'm a little high on the Lobos, but I trust them. I think they beat Baylor. They beat Arizona next round, even though Max thinks it's not going to happen. I think New Mexico goes to the Elite Eight and has a chance at the Final Four. I don't think they're an easy out. I think Final Four is in the cards for New Mexico.
I like that run a lot. A lot of people have New Mexico going pretty far in this one. Yeah, they're a good team, and they won the Mountain West, which is a no-joke conference. I mean, that would be the furthest Cinderella run I would have in my bracket, but I can offer you another upset that could be potentially that I didn't pick, but it could happen.
Ooh, let's see.
I think Samford can pull one over on Kansas. And you want to know why?
Wow.
McCullough's hurt. That's their best player. And Dickinson was hurt last game. He's a game-time decision right now. I think you could get really good value on Samford if you if they rule Dickinson out. Nice.
As Oregon gets a nice lob.
Hey, Oregon's looking
good. Yeah, Oregon's looking very good. But yeah, I don't have a Cinderella run per se, except for New Mexico to my Sweet 16. But I definitely could see Samford upsetting a sorry Kansas team without Dickinson and McCuller. And I also hate Kansas, so there's my logic behind that.
All right.
Do you think it's possible that Samford wins another game after Kansas?
Hell no, they're going to get dismantled by Gonzaga or McNeese, either one, honestly.
McNeese is a wagon. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. And moving on, you know, we got our Cinderellas, we got our upsets out of the way. And so who is your champion? Who is bringing home the hardware in March?
Yeah, well, for my, it's pretty simple here, and that's going to be the Tar Heels, the Boys in Blue, UNC, Michael Jordan's alma mater. I mean, how could you not like them this year? Obviously, coming in as a one seed, they just dismantled Wagner. I think they beat him by 90-62, so 28 points. And look, I mean, I know it's a 16 seed, but look, some of these games are pretty close. I mean, this Illinois game was pretty close. This Oregon game was. Some of these top seeds are kind of. They're kind of in the first quarter, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, they were only half. Up one at half.
Yeah,
it was 58-59.
And UNC, I mean, the first, like, 10 minutes of the game, it was kind of close.
You saw
but
who
they,
was better.
Yeah,
you saw
yeah.
who was better.
And it's only a matter of time. So I really like UNC this year. Obviously, Baycott, he's really good. And then he's 25 years old, which is kind of like...
He's a grown man.
He's
25 years old.
Oh, my God.
Sixth year with
and
COVID
he's kind of like, that's kind of oh like, God. That's a little BS in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
But, hey, it's better for UNC because he's been there. He has more experience. Obviously, he's bigger. I think UNC has got the makings to go all the way this year. One thing I don't like about UNC is I feel like these, like, top basketball schools, like, obviously, like Duke, UNC... Gonzaga, like, sometimes they just don't make it all the way, and everybody loves them, and they just, like, fall apart, but I think UNC's got the making, and look, it's March Madness, crapshoot anyway, so I got UNC.
And UNC also does, in my personal opinion, not that this is a proven fact, has the easiest route to the finals. I mean, they're playing already confirmed Michigan State next week in Michigan State, so they're really not too great of a team coming out of the Big Ten. And then they'll probably... I mean, I don't like Alabama. They'll probably have to play St. Mary's and then play Arizona. Those are both very, very winnable games for R.J. Yeah. Davis and Armando Baycott. They could definitely do some damage.
Yeah, R.J. Davis, too. He's
definitely
a dog.
I can't believe he's 25. That's nuts. But yeah, for my champion, I've got another one seed. Not exactly the hottest takes here after after the Lobos to the Elite Eight. I've got Houston. I just think they're simply too good, and they check every box. They're ranked number 2 overall in KenPom rankings. They're the number 2 defense in the country, and I feel like that's a pretty easy path. I think they take care of the 8 or 9 seed. Doesn't matter who it is. They have them taking care of the winner of Duke versus Wisconsin, and I think I don't really trust Marquette or Kentucky enough to beat them. I think Houston is an absolute juggernaut, and you know, get to the Final Four, anything can happen. I trust the Houston Cougars will be taking home the hardware, cutting down the nets in March. I've got Houston as my champion. Max, let's hear who is your champion? Insane how? Houston Cougars.
I mean,
check every box.
I mean, I have them actually losing in the Sweet 16.
That's wild.
Duke's going to beat them.
That's not.
And my winner is actually coming out of the south side of the bracket too. It is number 3 Kentucky.
Oh.
They for the reason just that they have so much firepower on that team and so much talent, and they've had a shaky regular season. But, I mean, with that much talent on that roster, I think in March, people show up and you really see stars shine. And that for that reason, with the most firepower, in my opinion, I took Kentucky to win it all.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kentucky is a great pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, definitely. So, you know, got our champs out of the way. Enzo, who is your player of the tournament? Who's going to be stealing the show in March?
All right, well, I just want to do an honorable mention going back to this Duquesne's game. He's on BYU, so obviously they did lose, so he can't be, like, the player of the tournament. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to mention his name because he had an amazing game. Yeah. And Jackson Robinson, the point or shooting guard for BYU, he had 25 points, and all those points were, it seemed like, coming in the fourth quarter, step-back three, sidesteps,
beautiful
up fake, going to the
shots.
Rack on baseline. He shot 45% from three this game, and...
Jesus.
I think, like, it was just awesome to watch. Like, that game was amazing. I'm sure all you guys watched it. Jackson Robinson, just everything he wanted, he was getting.
Yep.
And I think if it wasn't for him, then that game would have been, honestly, like, 10-15-point win for Duquesne. So, just an honorable mention there. But my player of the tournament, Max's guy, Rob Dillingham.
Oh, you took Rob, dude? That's mine.
Hey, we can both have him.
Rob.
I just, look, I did not know that he came off the bench until like 20 minutes ago. But that's like, because I was looking at the stats, 15 points per game, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. But off the bench, and he's a freshman? Come on. Like,
he's going to be the number 2 pick in the draft next year. I don't...
Damn.
And, like, that's pretty incredible. Maybe he doesn't have the stats that, like, other guys have. Oh, he does, though. No, but, you know what?
He dropped, like, 37 against LSU. It was beautiful.
The Rob Glazers. I love it.
Everybody's talking about him. I want to go with the safe pick here. I'm going to Rob Dillingham. Maybe Max can get it more into this.
Yeah, let's talk more about Rob here, Max.
From his humble beginnings at OTE, Rob Dillingham has always shown signs of being a star. And, you know, he got recruited to Kentucky, and everybody was like, oh, this kid, he came from OTE. He didn't come from high school. He didn't. But you're playing the best competition in high school, in my opinion. You're playing some college-level talent in OTE. And he goes to Kentucky, and he is having... what can I say but a phenomenal freshman year. Oh my God, this guy is a magician with the ball in his hands. The things this man can do when the ball is in his hands is really insane. You want to talk about Tatum, I'm going to talk about Dillingham. He will be better than Tatum eventually. When it all is said and done,
Rob Dillingham is probably... So he's going to be the second pick?
Yeah.
So he's going to what, Detroit? Cade? Yeah, dude, Cade and Dillingham, they'll definitely go to like 4 Eastern Conference Finals and an NBA Finals in their four out of 5 years.
For sure.
And you know, whatever, haters.
I'm not hating, it's just like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying you got to rant about Jason Tatum. And now I'm gonna rant about Rob.
Tatum MVP plus 3,300. Lock it in.
Fade that.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. Another guy that is also very good on Kentucky that could be another player of the tournament is Reed Sheppard. He's awesome. He just won Freshman of the Year. but, yeah, I'm taking Rob as well, or Reed. I'll take either of my Kentucky guards.
That's fair. For my player of the tournament, I'm going to double down on my guy, Celtics legend Eddie House's son, Jalen House. I just think carrying me to New Mexico. You know, I'm going to... I said the Elite Eight. We're taking New Mexico to the Final Four. Yes. I think Jalen House absolutely goes nuts. Averages 23 plus a game. Takes them all the way.
So you're saying they're going to beat... If I'm not mistaken...
It doesn't worry about who they play. I just worry about the Lobos.
You're not worried about them playing UNC.
We play Lobos basketball, and Jalen House is going to come through, hit several threes, going to average 23 plus a game.
I trust
Jalen House to take over the tournament. New Mexico will be the talk of March, and I trust in Jalen House to take home player of the tournament this March.
Never, ever listen to that. Don't do that.
We love New Mexico. All right, that's all we got today.
Dots picks today?
Oh, yeah, we got some locks. Come on, throw something together.
We just dropped 3 picks or something. We got Grand Canyon plus 190 over St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. That's some locks themselves. I mean, I think that spreads at 5. I think that is probably smarter. Take the spread with Grand Canyon. I don't think St. Mary's can blow them out. I think it's probably impossible for that to happen. I also love, you know, if we're going to just pick our picks, then Houston minus 23, they're coming off a pretty embarrassing loss in their conference tournament, and I trust them to just blow the doors off whoever that 16 seed is. Doesn't even matter. The spread is minus
Longwood.
23, though, so I trust Longwood. Yeah, Houston's going to cut
Longwood
down there. I think Houston wins by 30-plus, and I'll take the Cougars, and I'll take Grand Canyon, GCU, to either cover or beat St. Mary's, you know, however risky you want to be, plus 190. That's not too bad, in my opinion. I think I'll take the money line, and we'll take Houston minus 23 to blow the doors off Longwood. Any picks from you guys? This is March.
Yeah, hold on.
Any bets?
I got some stuff.
He's labbing.
I mean, if I said this before, but if Dickinson can't play, you already know McCullough's out. Take Samford on that spread. Maybe take a money line, throw like just a little bit on that though. Don't go crazy with that one.
We trust in Samford.
We're probably my favorite play of the day today.
Or the weekend.
Drake money line.
Oh, we love Drake. We do love Drake.
Yeah, I like that.
There.
Yeah, I was gonna go there too, but
yeah, I've heard Wazoo is kind of like the power of friendship type team. Not really that much talent, but they are really good. But yeah, I'm all over Drake as well. I love that pick. I went for more of the lower seeds to pick for upsets, but I love the 10-7. I love Drake there. That's a good spot.
I got a couple more.
Got picks.
Oh, all right.
He's got picks plural.
All right, here we go. So tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Celtics, your Boston Celtics taking on
it's March Madness,
the Detroit Pistons. That's going to be a win.
Nobody's watching
money line. Then you got Celtics Saturday, March 23rd.
Are we parlaying these?
Yeah, roll these
Celtics
all over.
He's actually just going to bet Celtics
on Bulls. Celtics over the Bulls on March 23rd. Take the money line.
Okay, so we got
Celtics over the Hawks on March 25th. Money line. Celtics against the Hawks.
So we have one of the best sporting events of the year going on right now, and you're going to glaze your Celtics a little more.
Nothing. Betting the Celtics in March Madness.
Celtics over the Hawks again on the 28th. Take the over.
The over?
Yeah, take the over.
Okay,
take the over.
Oh, all right. Switch way.
Celtics in the day. Look,
there might be a method to this. Oh, no.
Celtics.
We got an injured Oregon player.
Oh, that's brutal.
You're really
let's
my patience here.
So let's
I'm really trying to get you to stop talking about the Celtics.
So Enzo, let's clarify here. So we have Celtics money line the next four games.
No, Celtics money line the next three games. Then the Celtics over.
Okay.
In the fourth game, Celtics money line against the Pelicans, against the Hornets, Celtics spread against the Thunder, Celtics money line against the Kings, the Blazers.
Oh, okay. So we're just betting the whole season.
Yeah.
Open parlay.
Yeah. There's only like 14 games left.
Okay, so our 14 leg open parlay of Celtics money.
Dude, it could hit.
It could.
You never
definitely
know.
Could.
It just like Kev says.
Just
March.
Like Kev says, I agree. So for the first four games, at least for Enzo, we got a $100 wager, wins $233. I like that.
We'll give out the rest of the picks later on.
Hey. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, big podcast. Paul Agrippo and Alex Reagan will be on from PFF. You know, more NFL
dude,
draft talk.
No,
he's
a mystery guest. You gave it away.
Oh, dude.
Hey, if you listen this long to the podcast, you deserve to know. So, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Some clips coming as well. And, tomorrow, draft podcast.
Sweet.